It's here and now. Heart failure is still the leading cause of death in the U.S. Mortality rates are the highest in people over 65. And for one of the most common forms of heart failure in which the heart gets rigid and can't pump properly, there's currently no treatment. But scientists at Harvard University think they found a way to possibly reverse the aging process in humans, and they say they've already done it in mice. We're joined in the studio by Dr. Richard Lee, a cardiologist and the director of Regenerative Medicine Center at Brigham and Women's Hospital. His co-sponsor, his partner, was at Harvard. Dr. Lee, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And we should say your partner in this, Amy Wagers, she'd previously worked in the same kind of a process to regenerate the sheaths around nerves. And at the time, she knew that it had something to do with blood and circulation, but didn't know what. Now you feel you know what. Take us through the process that you used in mice.
Professor Wagers had done a number of these studies, and many other laboratories had done studies suggesting that there is something in young blood that can help old organs. So there really was some very good science behind this. It wasn't just from vampire movies. So we got together and worked on the question of whether or not this could do something good for the aging heart. And it was really very stunning from the outset.
Well, it's incredibly exciting for medicine. What it's, essentially, these were sort of Siamese twin experiments in mice. You have mice sharing circulatory systems. So an older mice is sharing the blood of a younger mouse. What did you find?
We found, and we were really quite stunned, that the old heart became young in just 4 weeks.
The older mouse heart became young? What do you mean young?
It changed its shape. It changed the cell size. It changed the thickness. It started to appear like the young heart in a very short period of time. And we never thought it would work, but it was quite stunning from the outset.
Well, what did you find that it was? I mean, this is what is so exciting about this research. You found what it was in the blood that might have done that.
We actually worked for years showing that there had to be something in the blood. And then we started the search to show that of what that factor was. Most of the search was unsuccessful, and then we worked together with a biotech company to pull out what we believe is the factor that does this.
And what is that?
It's a protein that circulates in blood. It's in your blood and my blood right now. In young mice, as they grow older, the levels go down, and it allows this aging appearance of the heart to come out.
The protein GDF-11.
Yes, it's called GDF-11.
Does this mean you can now just inject that protein into a mouse with an aging heart or heart disease, as opposed to having to hook up two mice so that they share circulatory systems?
Yes, we can give this protein with a once-a-day injection to an old mouse, and the old mouse's heart very quickly appears to become young again.
All right. Well, of course, the question now is, how soon do you think you might be able to inject this protein into humans with heart disease?
So we're always cautious as scientists about these predictions, but in this case, the discovery itself might actually be the therapy. So we think that we can go quite quickly. Within a year, we'll know in a lot of humans whether or not the low levels really do predict a bad outcome. And then I think that the path forward can be 5 years or less.
So this starts to raise ethical questions. It's one thing to have somebody with a failing, hardened heart that might want to be treated for this. But what if someone just wants to stay perpetually young? I mean, who's going to have access to this?
So my guess would be that this won't make you live longer. And we actually haven't even looked at that yet, whether or not it will make mice live longer or rats live longer.
Why wouldn't it make them live longer if they had a failing heart and you reverse that? Why wouldn't that make them live longer?
It's quite possible. We just haven't studied it yet.
Yeah.
I think people in the aging community were making a distinction between longevity, which is how long you live, and another concept of health span, of how well you live while you're alive. And
uh-huh.
We're hoping that this will be able to allow people to maybe not have as many degenerative diseases as they grow older.
And bringing this back to your partner Amy Wager's previous research, in which she used this shared, this commingled circulatory system between an older mouse and a younger mouse, and was able to reverse the decline of the sheaths around nerves, this could possibly be a wonderful advance for people with MS. So it's these kinds of degenerative diseases, when, for instance, in MS, your nervous system is degenerating, that you might be able to stop or reverse?
Yes, this is exciting for us for the heart reason alone, because the heart failure problem is so big, and that's why I'm in this. But it's also going to open windows, we believe, into other diseases, and we have to work as hard as we can to figure out what other impact we can make.
And again, flipping back to some of the ethical questions, I can hear somebody saying, hey, skin's an organ. Why not keep injecting myself with good old GDF-11 so I'll look good for years? These kinds of questions of how it's going to be used, I'm imagining you're nodding, have to be sorted out.
We are going to start working on skin. The joke in the laboratory is if we can get it to work in skin, then we'll never have to write grants again.
because money will be pouring in. Well, but because, as you know, there's going to be such demand for that end of the reversing aging spectrum as opposed to the health end. There's some ethical questions that have to be sorted out by someone here.
I think the issues of what is aging and what do we want out of our lives and in the post-retirement years. And I take care of a lot of heart failure patients who have no option. Patients who have this disease are living a normal life and then they suddenly just can't breathe. It's very frightening for them. It's a terrible feeling. The only thing that we can do is they come into the emergency room and we hospitalize them and take the fluid off, send them back, and then suddenly it will happen again. So it's a frightening and frustrating disease for the patients and for us. And so to do something in the laboratory that might give them an option is really exciting for us.
You've got 300, I understand.
Yeah, I don't practice full time, so I only have a few hundred patients, but I have enough patients like this. It's a big issue for me.
You want their lives to be better and perhaps prolonged.
Yeah. I think for a lot of us who do this kind of work, we're desperate to make their lives better.
Richard Lee, director of the Regenerative Medicine Center at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, as we just heard, also a cardiologist and a professor at Harvard Medical School. His findings with colleague Amy Wagers of Harvard's Department of Stem Cell and Regenerative Biology about a protein that can reverse heart failure in mice is published today in the science journal Cell Online. We'll link you at hereandnow.org. Richard, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And this quick note, tomorrow we think you might want to clear the driveway for a moment we're looking forward to. After the marathon bombing lockdown, many suburban moms found that they gained a new, more palpable understanding of the fear their inner city counterparts live in all the time. We're going to hear from two moms tomorrow. Up next, literary critic Steve Almond. I could listen to him read a phone book. Some kids are now saying, what's a phone book? But he will in a minute read from The Great Gatsby. That's in 1 minute here and now.